You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. GM's Detroit Hamtramck Assembly Plant's been turning out vehicles since early 1985. It's been an economic mainstay for Hamtramck. But now GM will be ending production at that plant, leaving a huge hole in the heart of Hamtramck. What is the city doing to prepare for life after GM? Well, we're going to find out now as we welcome Karen Mayevsky, who's the mayor of Hamtramck. It's very good to have you with us today, Mayor.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So did news that the plant was going to be indefinitely idled, did that come as a surprise or did you have some inkling?
It came as a big surprise to me, actually, but it came to me from the news media. I got a call from a newspaper asking for a comment about it, and that was the first I'd heard about it. But while I was on the phone with them, GM called to let me know.
But there was not a day's notice?
We got no advance notice at all, and it was a big surprise to me.
So at this point, do you have any idea when they're planning to end production? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, we're hearing basically the same thing that you're hearing from the general media. I know that their union negotiations start, I believe, in September. They've decided to keep the plant partially open through January. Initially, they were going to close it in June. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine, what the final plan will be.
Well, I'm sure that Monday after Thanksgiving, when you get called for comment about the fact that the plant was going to be indefinitely idle.
Say what?
Well, so here we are 4.5 months later. How are you feeling about it now?
Well, you know, I really have mixed feelings about it. I mean, the plant itself, we were really proud to be kind of the maker of the Volt and, you know, part of this, you know, new generation of automotive and, you know, sustainable alternative to, you know, gasoline and all of that stuff. I mean, that was a real point of pride. We're also very mindful of the troubled history of that plant and that site. And that's always also, you know, somewhere in the back of our minds as we think about it. It's not an afterthought to us that this plant came to be through a now declared unlawful system of eminent domain for the benefit of private corporations. At the same time, we've got, you know, a huge budget hole to think about.
In fact, you know, before we start talking budget, I'm going to give everybody a little history lesson for folks who were not around like we were. And I remember covering this.
Well, honestly, I wasn't around.
Okay. But some of us will remember how this all happened. And just to kind of put everybody on the same page, the Poletown neighborhood was seized in 1980 through eminent domain. It straddles Hamtramck and Detroit. It used a quick take provision that, as you mentioned, years later was reversed by the Michigan Supreme Court. 1,500 homes, 144 businesses, and 16 churches were bulldozed and cleared away inside of a year to make way for that plant. You know, and much of it was in Detroit, but what it left was this big area that has been a plant and is now going to apparently be a big area of an unused plant. And then there's the hole in your budget. What does the plant closing down mean for your budget?
Well, we can you know, quantify around $850,000 out of a basically $16 million general fund budget.
So kind of ish, a 16th of your budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're talking about a budget that has no leg room.
There's
no
more fat to cut.
Right.
Hamtramck has been wrestling with budget issues.
And, you know, we came out of financial emergency, financial management. And every time we seem to get like a foothold, then we get hit with something else that's out of our control. I mean, we have no control over what GM might do with that plant. But I wanted to mention one other thing, you know, or actually a couple of other things. I mean, when we talk about the budget, we can talk about the hit to the general fund, the city budget. But there's also an effect to our businesses, to our residents. There's an additional financial impact on the community, even though there aren't very many residents actually who work in the plant. We also have to think about the fact that Hamtramck was built on the auto industry. We are there as a city because the Dodge brothers came in and said in 1910, we're going to build an auto plant. And suddenly Hamtramck went from being a little farming community to being the fastest growing city in the country.
It's the heart of your
phenomenal growth. And thousands, tens of thousands of immigrants came for those auto jobs. The last remaining auto production facility in the city is that plant. So it's really, it's also the end of an era.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Hamtramck's Mayor Karen Mayevsky about life after General Motors. So what does a city do? What can Hamtramck do, and you as mayor, to prepare for whatever it is that may be happening? It sounds like, you know, it's not going to be like instantly, as you say, partial production until January, but who knows?
But yeah, and who knows what they may do after that. So one thing, of course, that we do is internally, we try to prepare for that hit to our budget. I mean, we're in budget time now. And for us right now, that means dipping into our reserves, because there's no way to make up that kind of impact. So we're working, you know, just internally with our department heads to try to figure out, you know, how do we lessen this overall impact on the city budget and on the services that we need to provide. So there's that. Of course, we're also in discussions with GM, in contact with GM and with the city of Detroit and with the other stakeholders, with the state, with MEDC, you know, with the other kind of decision makers and influencers, to make sure that Hamtramck's interests are part of the discussion, and that that GM understands how enormous this is for us. And then we're also, you know, there's a lot of talk around the city, you know, just from residents and business owners.
So yeah, what are people saying to you?
Yeah, so we had a town hall meeting a couple of weeks ago, and there were a lot of people there, and we heard a lot of different voices expressing their concerns and their hopes and dreams for that property. Because one interesting outcome is that, you know, we realize that GM owns this property, right? And they are going to do whatever, you know, their board decides is, you know, beneficial to them on the bottom line. But our residents have their own dreams and creative ideas for what they'd like to see there.
And what are those? What are those ideas?
We heard a lot of different things. Of course, folks are really interested in alternative energy. So whether it's automotive, whether it's some other kind of manufacturing that might go into that plant, maybe shared, because GM is, you know, I mean, that plant is enormous. So, you know, maybe we have multiple companies using that facility.
Because it is not that old.
It's not.
And GM just poured $121 million into remodeling it 5 years ago.
As you know, from a layperson's perspective, it looks state-of-the-art to me. But what we heard is that a lot of folks would really like to see some kind of sustainable, earth-friendly kind of production, a new generation of either vehicles or other kinds of manufacturing happen in that plant. We also heard ideas about, I don't know if you've seen the footprint of that plant, and this was actually a big source of contention when the original plans back in the early 80s were being put together, is that the actual physical plant takes up a very small portion of that whole footprint. There's also the Beth Olam Cemetery, and there's tons and tons of landscaping and, you know, flat suburban-style parking lots. So could we, or could they, reconfigure the rest of that property in some way so that, first of all, the bridge between, and I mean not a physical structure of a bridge, but maybe, that once connected Detroit and Hamtramck, that is somehow reestablished. There's also a lot of wildlife in that area. Can we have walking paths? Can we use that space publicly? There's not a lot of green space in Hamtramck. So is there a way to encourage that? Even replatting some of that land and putting housing or mixed-use development, there's a lot of land there. So those are the kinds of ideas that are kind of like floating around the community. GM, you know, in the end, they own it, they're going to do what they want to do with it. But Hamtramckans are thinking really creatively about this as an opportunity. As a challenge and an opportunity.
I see, even in your face as you talk about that, in the midst of this challenge, I think I see some optimism.
You know, I'm concerned about the budget, of course. But otherwise, I'm not married to GM. So And Hamtramck is landlocked, right? We don't have a lot of property. So anything that kind of gives us acres and acres of more property that something cool could happen on is pretty exciting to me. So I don't want to, you know, GM, if you're listening, I'm not saying, you know, close the plant, but I'm saying that there are other opportunities that even GM might consider that would make a good, responsible, and possibly profitable and environmentally and community wise use to the properties, and that might atone for some of the history that brought this plant into being in the first place.
Hamtramck Mayor Karen Nayefsky, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
You're welcome.